أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke about Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them by name. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed certain characteristics of theirs. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of them being those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and has blessed and conferred upon them His special bounties and has preferred them over everyone else. Allah then speaks of the generations and the people that came after these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam from amongst their ummahs and what led to their downfall. And a great lesson for us to learn. What was the first crime that they had committed that led to their downfall? Or what was the first commandment that they had ruined? And the first commandment regarding which they had become lax, which led to the downfall of that ummah. Allah says, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. Allah says, and then a generation came after them. A successors came after them. Just like we are the successors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi had successors that followed them. What was the first commandment that they had abandoned? أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, those who came after them, the succeeding generations, they ruined salah. They ruined salah. Now, what's important for us to note here, Allah did not say they abandoned their salah. They left out their salah. Allah uses a word, adha'a. Adha'a means to do something, but to do it carelessly, recklessly. So Mufassirin explained under this ayah that adha'u salah has two meanings. One is they postponed the salah and were careless regarding the time of salah. Today, what a common issue that is, especially with the women folk, the working class women folk, they have pasted so much of makeup on their faces. They cannot leave their home without pasting makeup on their faces. And the excuse at the time of Dhuhr is salah is, how do I remove all this makeup to perform wudu and then reapply the makeup? And I can't do the same at Asr Salah. It's a common problem. So what do they say? When I get home, I pray my Maghrib, Dhuhr and Asr. Adha'u Salah. A common problem. This is one thing. That they had no importance with regards to Salah. That is one interpretation. The other interpretation of Adha'u Salah is that they neglected Salah with Jama'ah. They prayed the Salah, but in their homes. That is another meaning of Adha'u Salah. Of course, if there's a valid excuse for us to pray Salah in the home, then that is within the parameters of Sharia and it is allowed. But for no excuse whatsoever, this is Adha'u Salah. A third interpretation of Adha'u Salah, they ruined their Salah, is they did not fulfill the proper requirements with regards to Salah in terms of the posture. They were careless with regards to their Salah. How I should raise my hand, how I should prostrate, how I should make my ruku, perfecting my qira'ah, what should be recited, how it should be recited, all of these aspects. Allah gave them long lives. Allah gave them enough time for them to rectify their salah, but they were just not concerned about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the first thing that happened. And remember, the moment a person disregards salah, he will inevitably, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disregard many other commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did that lead to? Disregarding salah, ruining salah, Allah says, وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. Then that was followed by them pursuing their worldly pleasures and desires. That was all that they were concerned about. And that is what led to them abandoning salah. It was all about chasing dunya, fulfilling the desires, fulfilling the worldly pleasures, meeting this deadline, that deadline, this deadline, that deadline, this meeting, that meeting, hopping from one worldly commitment to another worldly commitment, just chasing and chasing the shahawat, worldly pleasures. The career was more important than salah. The job was more important than salah. All worldly pleasures, is what took precedence in their lives. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. Mufassirin explain, الشَّهَوَاتِ. Shahawat refers, generally translated as pleasures, shahawat refers to all worldly activities that make you negligent of Allah. So salah is what reminds you of Allah. Every activity that makes you negligent of Allah is shahwat. So they've started pursuing shahawat. And that's what became important to them. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّةً. Allah says soon in Akhirah, they are going to certainly meet the consequences of their perversion. The consequences of this غَيِّ. غَيِّ is the opposite of rashad. Rashad means every act of righteousness. غَيِّ, every act of negligence and perversion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are going to face the consequences of this غَيِّ of theirs, this going astray of theirs. Illa man tab, except the one who makes tawbah. But Allah says, ultimately the door of tawbah is there. 10 years a person spends his life like this, disregarding salah, chasing after his shahawat. Allah says there's still hope for such a person. There is still hope for such a person. There is the door of tawbah. There is tawbah actually means to return, to come back. Sometimes a person goes so far, chasing and chasing and chasing after his worldly desires and pleasures, that it seems impossible for him to come back, and he himself thinks that I'm gone so far in this line of mine that there's no hope of me to come back and return. What's the point? Allah says, "Illa man tab," except the one who returns to Allah. The one who returns to Allah, wa amana, he has iman in Allah, wa amila salihan, and then he changes his life. He starts performing acts of righteousness. Fa ulaika yadkhuluna al-jannah. Allah says, those people will be admitted into paradise. They will enter Jannah. And وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. They will not be oppressed and they will not be wronged in the least in Akhirah. Allah will give them the full reward of their tawbah that they made, the iman that they brought, and the change that they brought about, and the transformation that they brought about in their lives. Allah explains Jannah. What does Allah say? جَنَّاتِ عَدْن. Allah says, gardens of eternity. Gardens of eternity, there he can chase after his shahwat. There he can, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's what Jannah is all about. Jannah is all about pursuing and just fulfilling your shahwat. That's what Jannah is for, not this dunya. The dunya is the complete opposite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, gardens of eternity, التي وعد الرحمن عباده بالغيب. Such gardens which Allah, the most merciful, Ar-Rahman, has promised His ibad. God, Allah has promised His servants that they will enter paradise بالغيب, in the unseen world. إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَأْتِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the promise of Allah is certainly to be arrived at. If Allah has promised this for you, you will arrive at that promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long as you fit the criteria. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا. Allah says about paradise, they will not hear therein any frivolous talk. لَغْوًا, any absurd talk. You won't hear absurd, frivolous talk taking place in paradise. إِلَّا سَلَامًا. They will only hear words of peace and words of greeting each other. وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًا. Allah says in paradise they will be given 2 meals a day. Allah says in the evening, in the morning. Question arises, there will be no sunrise and no sunset in paradise. There will be full radiance in paradise. So why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak of morning and evening in paradise? For our understanding. For our understanding, just like how in the morning we have a meal, in the evening we have a meal, those two times have been stipulated for consuming a meal. Similarly, Allah says in paradise, they will have these two times wherein they will consume their meals. بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah says, that is paradise. الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا. Allah says, we shall give it, that paradise, we shall give it to those servants of ours who are taqiyya. There's a criteria that must be met by those who wish to enjoy the paradise which Allah has prepared. Allah says the person must become taqi. Taqi, God-fearing, Allah-conscious person who will live in this world fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from whatever Allah has prohibited. May Allah grant us in this.